FBI returns ancient artifacts to the Cypriot government. Texas border business. For centuries, antiquities and cultural property have been taken from the people of Cyprus, a Mediterranean island with a rich, ancient history. However, good actors have been working to bring these invaluable treasures home. The FBI, working closely with the Cypriot government and the Department of Justice Office of International Affairs, as well as cooperation from an art gallery in New York, returned two ancient Cypriot artifacts during a repatriation ceremony at the Embassy of Cyprus in Washington, D.C., on August 4, 2025. The artifacts consist of a terracotta quadriga chariot sculpture and a biochrome flask, each estimated to be over 2,600 years old. Pieces like these are considered protected cultural property and represent valuable moments in Cyprus history, said FBI New York Special Agent Matt. Returning these antiquities to the government of Cyprus possession will allow future generations to better understand their cultural identity and heritage. This case came to the FBI's attention by way of a mutual legal assistance treaty request from the Cyprus Police's Office of Combating Illegal Possession and Trafficking of Cultural Goods. The Cyprus government had been investigating the illegal sale and possession of two Cypriot antiquities found on a New York art gallery website and called on the FBI to take a closer look. That's when the FBI's art crime team was called in to investigate. The art crime team is a highly specialized unit of approximately 20 agents across the United States who are tasked with investigating all matters related to art, whether it be theft of artwork, fraud, forgery, or, in this case, antiquities and cultural property trafficking. The FBI identified the owning gallery, Art for Eternity, and explained that the antiquities in question were believed to have been illegally looted from the country of Cyprus. The gallery owners turned over the items to the government of Cyprus at a financial loss to themselves. Art for Eternity voluntarily turned both artifacts over, believing that the cultural importance was more significant than the monetary value, said Matt. Their cooperation demonstrates the importance of professional due diligence and partnerships between law enforcement and the private sector in combating the sale of illegally obtained or fraudulent cultural property. The gallery owners' appreciation of the art was truly inspiring, and their assistance shows their continuing commitment to ethical stewardship and international collaboration. While the art crime market worldwide is often propelled by illicit monetary and financial gain, this case is a reminder that one cannot put a price on artifacts that represent the history of a people. As Matt explained, returning art and cultural property to its rightful owners is not just a legal duty but a moral imperative. These objects often hold deep historical, spiritual, and cultural significance, carrying the stories and identity of the communities they belong to. Their loss represents a wound in both the memory and heritage of the country. Repatriating these items restores justice, preserves cultural continuity, and allows history to be told truthfully from its source. The artifacts currently reside at the Embassy of Cyprus in Washington, D.C. They will eventually be shipped back to the Republic of Cyprus, where they will be displayed in a future cultural heritage museum. Related. First name email.